Shishi. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, ve'omarto alehem, and you shall say to them, ve'voyachem, immediately upon your coming, el oreth, to the land, asher ani mevi eschem shomo, which I am bringing you over there, v'hoyo ba'chochem milechem ha'oretz, and it will be when you will eat from the bread of the land, tarimu serumo la'ashem, you shall make a separation to Hashem, which means you will give it to the Kohen. Reishis arisaisechem chalo torimu srumo. And Rashi explains this pasuk. Arisaisechem means you're kneading your dough. Why does it say your arisaisechem? And Rashi explains that in the midbar the Yidden ate the mon. And the mon was the size of an omer, which is 1/10 of an ephah, which also equals 43 1/5 bayim, 43 1/5 eggs. The pasuk is telling us, if you will have the amount of dough of arisaisechem, of your food, of what you ate in the midbar, which was 43 1/5 bayim, then you will have a chiyuv of challah. Arisay seichem, if you have the amount of your kneading in the midbar, then reishis, before you can eat it, challah torimu sruma, you shall separate challah. So the shear of the amount of dough that you must have in order to be mechuyev to separate is 43 1/5 bayim, which was the size of the omer of the mon. Kisrumas goren, like the separation of truma from the silo, kain torimu oisa, so you shall separate the challah. The pasuk is comparing challah to truma. Just like truma does not have a shear, a minimum amount that must be given, mid araisa, so too challah does not have a shear mid araisa. However, mid rabbanon, there is a shear. A balabayas must give 1/24. However, a baker can give 1/48. May reishis arisay seichem. And why does the pasuk say this again after saying reishis arisay seichem in pasuk chaf? And Rashi tells us, because if it would just say reishis arisay seichem, I would think, for example, if you have 10 loaves of bread and you want to separate challah, you must separate a complete loaf, because it has to be a complete reishis. Therefore, it says may reishis with a mem in the front to say from the first, even if it's not a complete loaf. Titnu la'ashem truma l'dereseichem, you shall give to Hashem a separation for your generations. And Rashi says, since the pasuk says titnu, you shall give, we learn from here that the amount given has to be the shear of kedei nesina, the amount of a significant giving. You can't give any amount, it must be a shear of kedei nesina. And the Mefarshim ask, this seems to contradict what we said in the previous pasuk, because in the previous pasuk we said that we compare challah to truma. Just like truma does not have a shear, so too challah does not have a shear. And over here it says it has to be a shear of kedei nesina. The Mizrahi and also the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shimpehe both answer the same way. And they say, the previous pasuk that says that there is no shear, that is referring to the din midaraisa. Midaraisa, there is no shear. However, when it says over here the shear of kedei nesina, it is talking about midrabanan. And that shear of kedei nesina is, like we mentioned earlier, 1/24 for a balabayas and 1/48 for a nachton. And although it is only midrabanan, so how can we learn it from the pasuk titnu? They answer that this pasuk is only an asmachta, an allusion that the Chacham found in the Torah in order to support their din midrabanan. The Noda Yehuda in Madura Tinyana Simon Reish Aleph offers a different teretz. He says that there are two dinim to the mitzvah of challah. The first din is the mitzvah of afrosha, the mitzvah of separating the challah from the isa in order to take off the isur tevel, the isur which does not allow one to eat the dough before the kohanim's portion was separated from it. Once it is separated, then there is no tevel on this dough anymore. However, as long as he holds on to the dough, he is stealing the portion of the kohen. Then there is a second din to give this portion to the kohen. Concerning the first halacha, the halacha of afrosha, there is no shear. And that's why in Pasuk Chaf, it compares it to Truma. Just like Truma, there is no shear, so too by Challah, there is no shear in the Hafrosha. Any separation that you take from the dough is sufficient to take off the Isser Tevel. However, there is a second din of giving to the Kohen. And the giving to the Kohen needs a shear Nesina, a significant giving. And that is why in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says, Titnu Lashem, Kidei Nesina, because it is talking about the Halacha of the giving to the Kohen. Zot Rashi Pasuk Yud Ches Bivayachem El Haaretz Mishuna Biyazu Mikol Biyosh Shebetara. This word Bivayachem is different than all the Lashonis, all the expressions of coming in that the Torah says, because Shebechula Nemar Kisavai or Kisavayu. Whenever the Torah wants to say when you will come, it says Kisavai or Kisavayu. Lefika kulan lemedos zumizu. Therefore, we can learn one from the other. Vekivan shepar lecha kosev ba'achas mehem. And since the Torah specifies concerning one of them, she'ena elo la'acha yirusha v'yeshiva, that the mitzvah that is stated by that kisavoyu is only after they inherit the land and settle in it, which took 14 years, afkulon kain. We can learn out to all the other places when it says kisavoyu or kisavoy. The halacha is that it is only after the 14 years of Yerusha and Yeshiva. And where does the pasuk specify by one of them? That is the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where it says, Kisavoyu el ha'oretz, asher Hashem elekecho noisein loch, virishta v'yoshavta bo. So over there it says Kisavoyu, and it also says that this halacha only applies after Yerusha v'yeshiva, which took 14 years. So too we learn to all the times that it says Kisavai or Kisavayu, that it is after Yerusha and Yeshiva, after they settle the land and inherit it. Aval zu nemra bo bevayachem. Over here it does not say Kisavai or Kisavayu, rather bevayachem, when you will enter. We learn now from here, mishenichlesu bo, immediately when you enter the land, va'ochlu melachlamo, and you eat from its bread, nischayvu bechala, you are obligated to separate chala. Zak Rashi, Rashis Aritzay Sechem, Rashi is bothered why it says Aritzay Sechem, your dough. And he answers, Kishitalushu Kidei Aritzay Sechem, if you will need the amount of your dough, Shatim Regilim Lolosh Bamidbar, that you usually need in the Midbar, Vikamahi, how much dough do you usually need in the Midbar? Vayamoidu Ba'imer. That is the shear of an Oimer, Oimer Lagogoyles, because the mun came down an Oimer for each person, which was 1/10 of an Eifa. Vishi Uroi, Mem Gimel Beim, Vichomish Beya. The shear of an Oimer is 43 and 1/5 eggs. Tarimu Mere Shisa, Kiloimer. This means to say, Koidim Shetoichlo Mimeno, before you will eat the dough, Rashis, first, Tiloka Chala Achas Truma L'Shem Hashem, you shall separate one loaf as a Truma for Hashem. So if you are making the shear of dough of 43 and 1/5 beim, then you must separate chala. Chala turtel balaz, which means a loaf. Kisrumas goren, like the truma of the silo, shalei nema boy shear, that it does not say a shear, because the truma that a Yisrael gives to the kohen does not have a shear midaraisa. V'loi kitrumas meiser shenema boy shear, not like the truma from meiser, which does have a shear, because the levim receive meiser. And from that miser, they must give 1/10 to the Kohen. So we see that the truma given from the miser of the Levium has a shear. However, what the Yisrael gives to the Kohen does not have a shear. And just like the truma that the Yisrael gives to the Kohen does not have a shear, so too chala. Avol chachomim nosnu shear, but the chachomim did give a shear for the chala. Lebal bayis echad me'esrim varbo, for a bal bayis it's 1/24. Ulinachtoim, and for a baker, Echad Me'arboim Ushmoina, 1/48. May Rashis Arisa Sechem, and Rashi is bothered why it has to say this after saying Rashis Arisa Sechem in Pasuk Chof. Loma Nemar, Lefisha Nemar, because it says Rashis Arisa Sechem in the previous Pasuk, Shemea Ani, I might think, Rishona Shebi Isais. You have to give the first of the loaves and a complete loaf. Talmud Lemar, May Rashis. That's why it says May Rashis from the first. Miksasav leikula, it can be partial and not a complete loaf. Titnu lashem truma, zok Rashi, lefisha leishamanu shir lechala, since we did not hear and we did not find a minimum amount that has to be given for chala, nemar titnu, that's why this pasuk says, titnu sheyeheba kidei nesina, it should have the shir of kidei nesina, which means a significant amount of giving. And the pasuk continues, v'chisishku v'loisasu es kol ha-mitzvot ha'eleh. If you will act unintentionally and not do all the mitzvahs, asher dibar Hashem al Moshe, that Hashem spoke to Moshe. And Rashi tells us that this parsha is talking about when the Sanhedrin paskened that one of the forms of worshipping Avodah Zarah was mutter to do. And then Klal Yisrael acted according to the psak, according to the halacha given by the Sanhedrin. The halacha is that they must bring a par la'oilo and a sa'i l'chatos, a bull for a carbon oilo, and a goat for a carbon chatos. How do we know that this parasha is talking about Avodah Zarah? And Rashi tells us, since it says, Eis kol ha-mitzvois ha-ele, the person did not do all the mitzvois, just like one who does not do all the mitzvois, is Purik oil, he is casting off the yoke of Hashem, Mefer bris, he is nullifying the covenant with Hashem, and also he is megala ponim, he is acting brazenly towards the Torah. So too, there is one Avera that if one commits this Avera, he is Purik Oil, Mefer Bris, and Megalaponim. And this is the Avera of Avodah Zarah. And that's how we know the parasha over here is referring to Avodah Zarah, because it is an Avera that's equivalent to all the mitzvahs. And Rashi adds that we see it's the Avera of Avodah Zarah from the fact that the Pasuk says, Asher Dibar Hashem El Moshe, because we know by the Aseres HaDibrois that all 10 Dibrois were said B'Dibar Echad. They were uttered by Hashem in one utterance. And then Hashem repeated them. And he repeated the first two, Anoichi V'lo Yilcha, I am Hashem your God, and you shall not have any other gods, which is the Avera of Avodah Zarah. And then the other eight, the remaining eight, were said by Moshe Rabbeinu. So only the first two were repeated by Hashem. And that is why the Pasuk says, Asher Dibar Hashem al Moshe. Because the Sanhedrin were Oved Avodah Zarah, they paskin on Avodah Zarah, which is the first two Aseres HaDibrois, Asher Dibar Hashem al Moshe, which Hashem spoke to Moshe and Klal Yisrael heard. And this is the way the Pasuk is read. V'chisisku, if the Sanhedrin will act unintentionally, v'loisasueis kol ha-mitzvois o'eile, and they will paskin wrong concerning something that is equivalent to all the mitzvahs, which is Avodah Zarah, which is equivalent to all the mitzvahs. And they will say that certain forms of worshipping Avodah Zarah is mutter to do, and Klal Yisrael will follow their psak. And this Isser of Avodah Zarah is the Isser Asher Dibar Hashem al Moshe, the Isser, the first two of the Aseres HaDibrois, which Hashem spoke to Moshe and Klal Yisrael heard. And then the Pasuk continues, that if somebody believes in Avodah Zarah, then he is kofer in the whole Torah. Eis kol asher tzivo Hashem aleichem biyad Moshe. One who believes in Avodah Zarah is denying everything that Hashem commanded through Moshe. And also, he is denying any future prophecy that the Nevi'im will say. Min hayom asher tzivo Hashem v'holo l'doriseichem. From the day that Hashem commanded, and onward, any prophecy that the Navi will say, this person is denying because he is worshipping Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk continues that they must bring karbonos. And if it will be from the eyes of the Sanhedrin, it will be done b'shoigeg. They will paskin wrong b'shoigeg. Then the whole Eda will bring par ben bokor echad la'oila, one young bull for a carbon oila, l'reach nichoyach l'Hashem, for a nachas ruach for Hashem, u'minchosoy v'niskoy kamishpot. And together with this carbon oila, he will bring the mincha and the nesachim, like we have stated earlier, according to the laws of the mincha and its nesachim. He will bring for a par 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a half of a hin of oil. And he will also bring 1/2 of a hin, yayin, of wine for nesachim. That is the mishpat of mincha and nesachim brought together with a par, a bull. U'seir izim echad l'chatos, and he will also bring a goat for a carbon chatos. So a par la'oila and a seir izim for a chatos. And the halacha is that these karbonos are only brought if the Sanhedrin paskins that a certain form of worshipping Avodah Zarah is mutter. In other words, they say that it is usher to worship Avodah Zarah. However, this form of worship is mutter. Then they bring the par la'oila and a seir l'chatos. However, if they paskin that Avodah Zarah is totally mutter, then they do not bring these karbonos. And Rashi also tells us that concerning other averis, if the Sanhedrin would paskin b'shoigeg that other averis are mutter to do, we learned in Parashas Vayikra that they bring a par helam davar shel tzibur. They only bring a par l'chatos. However, over here, the avera of Avodah Zarah is different. And over here they bring a par la'oila and a so'ir l'chatos. And the soyer lechatos that is brought over here is a chatos pnimi, a chatos whose blood is brought inside the mishkan. They would take the blood and sprinkle it towards the pareches, and then place it on the inside mizbeach, and the remaining blood would be placed at the base of the outside mizbeach. And then the emurim, the fats of this carbon, will be placed on the fire of the mizbeach hanachoshes, and the rest of the animal is burnt michus la'machaneh, outside all three machanois. This is the halacha of a chatos pnimi, a chatos whose blood is brought inside the mishkan. If you notice, the word chatos in this pasuk is written chaser without an aleph. And Rashi tells us the reason for this, because usually when an oila and a chatos are brought together, the chatos is brought first, and then comes the oila. However, over here, the word chatos is written chaser to tell us that the oila is brought first, and then the chatos. And the Kli Yakar explains the reason why by Avodah Zarah is the oila brought first. And he says, by a typical avera, a person is not punished for the machshava, for the thought of doing this avera. So if for some reason he only thought about doing the avera and he did not actually do the avera, he will not be punished for his machshava ra. However, by Avodah Zarah, the halacha is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even punishes for the machshava, for the thoughts of doing and worshipping Avodah Zarah. We know that an oila is brought for forgiveness for machshavis rois, for evil thoughts. However, a chatos is brought for the actual avera, for the actual maisa avera. So by a typical avera, when one brings a chatos and an oila, we want to bring the chatos first, because we want to atone for the maisa avera, the actual deed of the avera, before atoning for the machshava of the avera, the thoughts of the avera. However, by Avodah Zarah, where we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for the thoughts alone, so we see the machshava is also part of the sin. Over there, we bring the oila first, because the oila atones for the machshava. We must clarify one more point, and that is, who exactly brings this par la'oila and sa'ir l'chatos? If you look at the pasuk, it says, Va'asu kol ha'eda, the whole eda will bring this carbon. The ayin bekesef mishnah, hilchus shkagois, perik yud beis halacha aleph, and also in the chinuch, mitzvah kufchav, who both say that each shevet brought a par la'oila and a sa'ir l'chatos. And that is what it means, Va'asu kol ha'eda, each and every shevet brought these karbonos. And the pasuk continues, V'chiper ha'koin, and the koin will atone al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael for the whole assembly of b'nei Yisrael. V'nislach lohem, and it will become forgiven for them, ki shkagahi, because this avera was done unintentionally. V'heim, and they the kahanan, heviras karbonon, will bring their carbon, ishi l'Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem, referring to the par la'oila, v'chatosom, and their chatas, referring to the goat for the chatas, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, al shigagosam, on their unintentional sin. V'nislach l'chol das b'nei Yisrael, v'lager hagar b'seichom, and the whole assembly of the Bnei Yisrael and the Ger will become forgiven, ki l'chol ha'om b'shkoga, because the whole nation did this avera unintentionally. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Chav Beis, v'chisishku v'loy sasu, Avodah Zarah hoisu b'chlal ko ha'mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah was included in the general rule of all mitzvahs, she'hatzibur mevi'in aleihem par, that the tzibur, the Sanhedrin, who would paskin wrong concerning a certain mitzvah, the halacha is, like we stated in Parashas Vayikra, that the Sanhedrin brings a par l'chatos, a bull for a chatos. And really, Avodah Zarah should have been included in this general rule. V'hari ha'kosav maitzia kan michlolon. And the pasuk over here, it takes it out of this general rule, lidoin bepar la'oila u'sa'ir l'chatos, to tell us that the halacha by Avodah Zarah is different. Over here, he does not bring just a par l'chatos, but rather a par for an oila and a sa'ir for a chatos. V'chisishku b'Avodah Zarah ha'kos medaber. The pasuk over here is referring to Avodah Zarah. Oy enoy ela ba'achas mikol mitzvos. Maybe it is referring to another mitzvah, Talmud Loimar. The pasuk comes to tell us, Eis kol ha'mitzvos ha'ela. It says all the mitzvos. Mitzvah achas shehi kechol ha'mitzvos. We are referring to one mitzvah, which is equivalent to all the mitzvos. Ma ha'over ha'kol ha'mitzvos. Just like somebody who transgresses all the mitzvos. Poirik oil is casting the yoke of Hashem off him. Who made for bris, and is nullifying the bris, the covenant with Hashem. Who megal upon him, and he acts brazenly towards the Torah. Af mitzvah zu, also the mitzvah, which we are talking about over here, perik ba'oil, who made for bris, who megal upon him. Ve'ezuzu, and which mitzvah is this that is equivalent to all the mitzvahs? Zu avodah zarah, this is the avera of avodah zarah. Asher dibar Hashem al Moshe, which Hashem spoke to Moshe. Anoichi v'layilacha mipi agvura shemanu. Two of the aseres hadibros, the first two, Klal Yisrael heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we know we are referring to Avodah Zarah here, because Avodah Zarah was the mitzvah that Hashem told Moshe, which Klal Yisrael heard. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Achas Diber Elokim Shtayim Zu Shamati. Achas Diber Elokim. Hashem said all the Aseres HaDibros in one Dibor, in one shot, and then went back and started repeating them, but only Shtayim Zu Shamati, we only heard the first two from Hashem, but the other eight were said by Moshe Rabbeinu. It is interesting to note that Rashi in Parshas Yisroi on the pasuk Zochor Yom HaShabbos, Rashi tells us that the word Zochor v'Shomer b'Dibur Echod Nemru. Hashem said Zochor, remember the day of Shabbos, and Shomer, watch the day of Shabbos. They were said in one Dibur, in one utterance. And Rashi over there translates the pasuk Achas Dibur Lekim Shtayim Zu Shamati as referring to Zochor and Shomer. Achas Dibur Lekim, Hashem said one utterance, and Shtayim Zu Shamati, however, we heard two words, Zochor and Shomer. Over here, Rashi seems to translate this pasuk differently. Zot Rashi es kol asher tziva. Magid, this comes to teach us. Shekol ha-moida b'avodah zarah. Anybody who believes in avodah zarah, ki kofer b'kol ha-torah kula, it is as if he denies the whole Torah. U'v'chol ma'ashin es nabu ha-navi'im. and everything that the Nevi'im will prophesy in the future. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says over here, Limina Yoim Asher Tziva Hashem Vahola, he is denying everything that Hashem commanded from this day onwardly, which is including the prophecies of the Nevi'im. Zok Rashi, Im Me'ene Ho'edo Nesel Oshkogah, Im Me'ene Ho'edo Neso Averzu Agide Shogeg, if from the eyes of the Sanhedrin, this Avero was done unintentionally, Kigon, for example, Sheshogigu, they made a mistake, V'hayru, and they paskin, Al Achas Minho Avoidos, on one of the forms of worship, Shehu Muteres La Avoid Avoidazara Bekach, that it is permitted to worship an Avoidazara in this fashion, then the halacha is they will bring a parla oila and a so'il lechatos. So, Rashi lechatos, Chosar Aleph, there is an Aleph missing in the word chatos. She'enu kishar chatois, because this chatos is different than other chatois. She'kol chatois she'betorah, ha'bois im oilo, all other chatois in the Torah that are brought together with the carbon oilo, ha'chatos kodemes la'oilo. The chatos precedes the carbon oilo. She'nemar ve'es ha'sheni yasa oilo. Like the Pasuk says, the second carbon shall be a carbon oilo, and the first shall be a chatos. Vezu oilo kodemes la'chatos. However, this one, the oilo will come before the chatos, and that's why the chatos over here is written chosar. Heviwis karbonam ishe l'Hashem, they will bring their carbon as a fire offering for Hashem. Ze ha'omer b'parsha. Rashi is telling us that this is not referring to a new carbon, it is referring to the same karbonos that were mentioned earlier. Hu par ha'oilo, it is the par ha'oilo that we mentioned earlier. Shenema, like the Pasuk says over here, ishe l'Hashem, it is a fire offering to Hashem, and an oilo is completely burnt al ishe Hashem. The chatosov and their sin offering, zeha soir, this is referring to the goat that was mentioned earlier, and that is also brought by the kahanim.